Thank you, Jesus.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my life and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my life and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. Yes. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my life. Everybody sing. The Lord is my life and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my life and salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait on you. Raise your voice. Hey. I will wait. You say it. easiest thing to do, but I will wait on you. Oh, yeah. I will trust in you. Will you raise up your hands and receive Bishop James Moore? I will trust in the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I just thank you this morning. Amen. We just thank God this morning for being so good to us. Amen. We say God has been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Amen. Amen. And that's why I appreciate him, because he's been good to me. I don't know what he's been good to you, but he's been good to me. Amen. He kept me through the storms and kept me through the rain. Amen. He's been a keeper. And I just come to thank him this morning. Thank all of you who are on this line this morning. All you on Facebook this morning, we thank you. Amen. Sister April and Michael, God bless you from Kentucky. Amen. Thank y'all for being on. Amen. Sister Loretta from Ohio. Amen. Thank you for being on this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. Sister Smith from Alabama, God bless you. Thank you for being on this morning. There's Alabama in the house. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister King, amen. Thank you for being on this morning. Say Alabama in the house this morning. Amen. Praise God. Thank those on from California this morning. California in the house this morning. Praise God. Thank y'all. Amen. Thank the one from Texas. Amen. Y'all on this morning. Thank God for being in the house. Amen. So I appreciate y'all coming on this morning. Amen. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Amen. For being on the line this morning. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God prosper your way today. Amen. And forevermore. Amen. And so we just come this morning just to thank God for all that he is to me. Praise God. I appreciate God. Man, I may have been in prison now if it hadn't been that he kept me. Amen. Could be dead right now if it hadn't been for the Lord that kept me. And so I just come to thank God for being my keeper today. Amen. Amen. We come to you this morning, amen, all of you online. We're going to have a word today, and we pray, God, that it'll bless you today. And so I appreciate God for his word, amen. And so thank God, Sister Paige, amen. We're going to do St. John 10 and 9, amen, and St. John 14 and 6, amen. I was sitting there thinking the other day, and I think about different things that people have said to me about it. Thank you for Sister Paige in the house. I mean, Sister Washington in the house. Amen. Praise God. God bless you this morning. Yeah, I was thinking about some things that, you know, how you sit around and talk to people about different things. After talking to them, you know how people were saying, well, you know, I believe in God. You know, they all say, I believe in God. I believe in God. Amen. Amen. And I realize it's not so much of the belief in God. Amen. Because even the devil believes in God. Amen.
Amen.
Even the devil believes there's one God, and he trembles. So it's not a thing about believing in God. I found out that the devil don't have no problem with God. who the devil has a problem with. Devil have a problem with Jesus.
Amen.
He don't have no problem with God. He got a problem with Jesus. And after I've heard different men come up and say, well, I believe in God. I believe in Allah. And I say, I don't have no problem with you believing Allah. If that's who you say God is, I mean, I don't have no problem with it, you know. And I had someone say, well, I believe in Jehovah. And I said, well, I don't have no problem with you believing in Jehovah, amen. No problem with whatever you want to call God the Father. I don't have no problem with that, amen. But even though if you say you're serving Allah, I found out you can't be serving Allah without be serving Jesus at the same time. I found out you can't be a witness for Jehovah and then leave Jesus out. You see, the problem is they want to leave Jesus out of the equation, and you can't leave Jesus out of the equation, amen. Jesus has to be in the midst of everything, because if God didn't have no son, then our salvation is vain. This is why the Bible said we must believe that Jesus is the Son of God, amen. And by believing, you have life through his name, you see. Everybody should believe in a God. They believe that something, that somebody created something or somebody did something. So everybody should believe in God. But it's not the thing about believing in God. The whole thing is, do you believe that God had a son? That is where the problem comes in at. And see, everybody wants to serve God, but they don't want to include Jesus in their worship, amen.
Amen.
The Hebrew people, they want to serve God, but they want to leave Jesus out, amen. And that is the problem that we have today, that people want to serve God but leave Jesus out. But you can't leave Jesus out. Because if you don't believe in whom God sent, then you can't believe in him that sent him. Amen. If God sent Jesus into the world, he sent him into the world. Now, that's one thing we get back. He sent him into the world. Notice what he said. He sent him into the world. That means if I'm going to send you somewhere, that means you already was before you got here. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That means Jesus already was before he got here, amen. And everybody said, well, it was just on the cross. But the Bible does say he died before the foundation of the world. So it had already been done before he got here, amen. Because God does everything first, and then he manifested it later on, amen. And so, but one thing about it, read, I want to show you something. I was looking at some things. St. John 10 and 9 and 14 and 6.
I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture.
I am the door, he says. Amen. And read the next one, the other one. 14 and 6.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the door. Now everybody wants to get in, but you got to realize you can't come but by the door. Amen. 14 and 6.
Jesus said unto him,
uh-huh.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen. I just want to talk about a thought about he's the way, amen, and he's the door. When you put those two together and look at them, you know, a door, you know, sometimes we look at a door, we look at it as something that has a knob on it and swings on a handle and it opens up and closes, and we look at a door, amen, like that, amen. When you go into your house, there's a door, amen. And when you have a door, a door represents excess. Amen. The door can either keep things in or keep things out. Amen. And so Jesus said, I am the door that stands between you and the heavenly gate. He's the door. Now, if you say you worship God and you serve God and you worship God, then you can't get to God without going through the door. Hallelujah. You don't have no access to the Father except going through the door. See, many times that every everybody say they worshiping God, but how can you come into the presence of God without going through the door? Amen. You don't have any access to the Father except you come through the door. And so whether you serve Allah or whether it's Jehovah or Allah or whatever you want to call him, you can't serve either one of them unless you go through the door. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And so whenever you tell me that you want to serve God and that you worship God and you're in the presence of God, now we realize that Adam got kicked out of the presence of God and he couldn't go back into the presence of God in the condition that he was in because of a door. Amen.
Amen.
Some of you want to say you worship God and you serve God and God is your Father and you're in the presence of God, but being that you was kicked out of the presence of God, don't matter whether you're a Hebrew, Israel, or whoever you are, you still got to go through the door to get to the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we got to come back at all of you that serve God. You have to recognize that you need Jesus in order to get through the door. Hallelujah. Now, not only was there a door, amen. Now, on the ark that Noah was in, when God had told them to build the ark in the day that it rained, on the ark there was only one door. Praise God. Praise God. I'm sure there was a lot of people who wanted to get on the ark after the time that the door was closed. But the thing about it, you see, Noah didn't have control of the door. God was the one who had control of the door. And once the door was shut, Noah couldn't open the door because God was in control of the door. And the only way you could get on the ark at the time, you had to go through the door. And Jesus said, if anybody comes in any other way, treat them like they're a thief or a robber.
Amen.
There are many of you who want God, but you don't want to go through the door. You want to leave Jesus out. And you can't leave Jesus out because he's the door. Amen. And you have to recognize that you got to go through the door. In order to get to the Father, he said, no man can come to the Father except by me. And that means there's no other way for you to do it. There's no other way for you to get there, amen. That there's no other way for you to get saved, amen, except you go through the door, amen. You can't get on the ark unless you come through the door because there was only one door, and Jesus was that door, amen, that stood between punishment or death and life. Jesus is that door. So Jesus right now is the door that's standing between you and death. But if you're going to have life, you still got to come through the door. Amen. Praise God. And not only did he say he was the door, he goes and said, I am the way. Praise God.
Amen.
When Jesus said that he's the way, the truth, and the life, amen. Now, when you talk about a way, it's a mean. The way is a mean by which we do something. Amen, amen. A way is a mean by which you do something, or a way is a mean by which you accomplish something. And if you want to accomplish something, he said, you got to do it this way.
Right.
Amen. Because without doing it his way, there was no other way.
Amen.
Now, if we look at the way, if you want to get back to the way of being saved, you know, you see, he was letting them know that the old way that they used to get saved, they couldn't get saved that way anymore.
Right.
Amen.
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 And see, that is why the question I ask, you know, when you go to Isaiah chapter 1, we will see the old way they used to do it, God got tired of that stuff. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 11. See, God, they got tired. God got tired of the sacrifices and the offerings and the vain oblation that they was offering up before God. God got tired of smelling the smoke. He got tired of burnt calves, and yet they was offering up all these things, but yet there was no repentance in their heart.
Amen.
And so the way that they sins used to be forgiven, that way wasn't available anymore. And see, when you look at Isaiah chapter 1, started verse 11, God asked them, you know, for what good is the multitude of your sacrifices, amen? Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. You're sacrificing to me, said the Lord. He said, I'm full of burnt offerings and ram and fat beasts. I delight not in the blood of bulls and of lambs and of he-goats. Bring no more vain oblation. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moon, the Sabbath days, the calling of assembly. He said, I can't away with this. Cannot away with this. It is iniquity unto me. And so when we look at God, when God talk about the way, you see, that was the way they used to get their have their sin forgiven. That was the way they used to be able to approach God, amen.
Amen.
They offered up sacrifices, amen, of bulls and goats and heifer. But the Bible does say that the blood of bulls and goats and heifer could not take away sin. And so whenever God stopped accepting the sacrifices that he had, that they used to do, when God stopped doing that, then there was no way for their sin to be forgiven, amen. And being that the tabernacle and thing wasn't in place anymore, there was no way for them to come into the presence of God anymore, and therefore they was locked out. And so when Jesus came, he said, now I am that way. Hallelujah. Praise, aren't you glad that he was the way?
Amen.
And you see, because God don't want sacrifice, you know, and everybody still, and we got people still celebrating the new moons and celebrating these holidays, and they still doing all of those things. And God said, those things are an abomination to me. You see, we want to get to God. We want to get to God. We want to have eternal life, but we don't want to do it God's way. When we talk about a way in which we do something. So Jesus said, I am the way now in which you can get to the Father.
Yeah.
I'm the only way. That's why he said, if you don't believe on me as the scripture has said, amen, you got to believe on him as the scripture has said, amen. And if you don't believe that, amen, you will die in your sin if you don't believe that he was the one.
Right.
See, he was the one, amen.
Yeah.
He was the one that was to come, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then because God had made it where that he would be the one who would die for our sins and shed his blood for our sins, then if you don't believe that he was the one, amen, then you die in your sin because there's no other way for you to get to the Father except through Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Right.
That is why we believe in Jesus, because we know that he's the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, he's the way for your sins to be forgiven. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He's the way for you to get to the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. And not only that, because you see, whenever you've been separated from something, amen, and we can't contact one another, we need a mediator. Praise God.
Right.
And so the Bible talks about Jesus is the mediator. Hebrews chapter 9:15, Jesus is the mediator for the new covenant. In other words, Jesus is your go-between, because if you don't have a go-between, you can't go between God yourself, because there's something separating you from God, and Jesus is your go-between. And then if you don't come by Jesus, you can't get to God any other way. Because, yeah, it's your sin that has separated you from God, and therefore because sin has separated you from God, the only way that you can touch God, you got to have a mediator, because what? So he can put one hand on you, and he can put the other hand of the Father and join you together, because if you're not joinsome, if something don't join you together with God, then you have no other way to be joined together with God.
Hallelujah.
He's the way, amen.
He's the way.
Hallelujah.
The only way.
He's the way, the only way. And for anybody to be saved, amen.
Amen.
And if you try to leave Jesus out, amen, you're going to end up in the lake, amen. Praise God. You hate to say it, but that's just the way it is, amen. People don't like to talk about hell, and only people that's scared of hell is people that must not be saved.
Amen.
If you're saved, you don't have to worry about hell, because hell wasn't made for, the hell was only made for what? The devil and his angels. It wasn't made for you. But if you have accepted Jesus, Jesus is the way to keep you from the wrath of God.
Amen.
He's the way, amen. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And you see, if we're going to get there Jesus' way, Jesus did say the way up is down. A lot of us, we want to go up, but we don't want to come down. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the way up is down. Amen. And you see, when if we're going to go Jesus' way, one of the ways that Jesus said you have to get to him, go the way of suffering. Amen. You see, the way Jesus did, he had to suffer some things. Amen. And people always want the glory, but they don't want to suffer.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. We want things to be right all the time and not realize that things are not going to be right all the time, because things wasn't right for Jesus all the time. Amen. He had to suffer something to get something. Amen. And if you're going to get to God, he said, guess what? You're going to have to do the same thing. Because that's the way. He chose the way of suffering for us to get to God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I don't know why saints think that they're not supposed to go through nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know why saints think they're not supposed to face anything. But God uses the way of suffering for you to get to where you're going. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Amen.
Amen.
See, a lot of times we want to get there, but he said, one of the ways for you to get there is suffering. You see, when somebody lie on you, amen, and you get all bit out of shape, not realizing it is that lie that prepares you to do better for yourself, because that's the way.
Amen.
That's the mechanism by which God used to get you from one place to the other one, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you got to recognize that if you're going to get from one place to the other one, God used that mechanism. He does it that way, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because if you're going somewhere in God, if you don't have no struggle, amen, amen, then you'll never experience any greatness.
Amen.
Can I say that again? Amen.
Amen.
If you want to, see, the way. See, Jesus had to go through something, amen, to get to something, amen.
Amen.
He had to suffer something, amen, to get something. And we normally don't want to suffer anything or experience anything, not realizing that your experience is what motivates you and push you to the next level.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's why people don't move up, because they don't want to go through. Because your suffering, Jesus suffered on the cross for us, amen, and shed his blood for us. That was the way for us to obtain salvation, amen. But then he said, now I want you to take up your cross and follow me.
Amen.
If you're going to get there, you're going to get there this way. Do you see how I did it? I did it this way, amen. Praise God. I suffered something, amen. I went down, amen. Even though I was Lord and God, amen. Even I came from on high, but yet I humbled myself as a servant, amen, and experienced death for all mankind. That was the way. And he said, even though you might be a son now, but yet you're going to humble yourself as a servant, and then you're going to experience death, not physical death, but you got to experience some physical death in order to get to where you're going, because that's the way. Hallelujah. That is the way. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You don't know your promotion. You might not get no promotion till somebody lie on you. Because that's the way, amen. It's because God is using that mechanism to get you to the next level, amen,
mm-hmm.
to get you to the next place, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to rise up, amen, it means that I have to go down in order to get up, amen. And so God wants you to come down, humble yourself, amen. The Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And he will what? He'll exalt you in due time, amen. Because if you want to go up, amen, the way to get up, you got to go down. Because that's the way. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said, except a grain of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it'll bring forth much fruit, amen. Because, you see, you got to plant yourself, amen, so that you can resurrect, amen, because that is the way to do some things, amen. And that is why we have to go by faith, amen. Faith is in things that you can't see, amen. I believe in something that I can't see, amen. Hallelujah. And so we got to walk by faith and not by sight because, you see, the way, one of the ways that we get to God is that we've got to have faith in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. We have to have faith in Jesus. Ephesians 2 and 18, amen. Hallelujah. Let's see how we get there when Jesus said he's the way. He's the way, amen. Mm-hmm. I'm the method, amen. I'm the mechanism that you use. And the mechanism that we use today is faith. In other words, we're not under the law anymore because they used to do all those things under the law. But you don't do those things under the law anymore. We don't keep the law anymore, amen. We got faith in Jesus because Jesus fulfilled the law for us. Amen. Amen. What does that say, Sister Faith?
Well, through him, we both have access by one spirit unto the Father.
So through him, we all have access. See, that's the way. How do we have access? We have access to Jesus by the Spirit, amen? Spirit. And through him. You see, when he said he's the way, he said, only through me that you have access to the Father. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. In other words, you don't have no right to approach the Father without having a mediator. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because if you don't have a mediator, amen, you can't get to the Father because he said the only way the Father is going to accept. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He doesn't recognize you, amen, unless you come through Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. And see, he said, we have access. You see, you only have access through Jesus. You see, even though you might say you serve Allah, you might say you serve Jehovah, amen, you might be a Jehovah's Witness or whoever you are, but still, you can't get to Jehovah, you can't get to Allah, or you can't get to Elohim, you can't get to anything that's God, where God is, except you go through Jesus. And see, people try to get there without going through Jesus. You see, Jesus gave the devil the problem, amen. Hallelujah. You see, everybody think it was God, but no, it was Jesus. Because Jesus was the one who had the inheritance, amen. The Father gave the inheritance to the Son. And if we're going to partake of that inheritance, we have to partake of that heritage through the Son, Jesus Christ, because what? He said, I'm the way. Hallelujah. That's the excess. Ephesians 3 and 12. Amen. You see, this is why he said he's the way, because we got to have faith in him. You see, not even have faith in yourself. You got to have faith in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And see, everybody tried to tell you, you know, all that you got to do, and I realized you got to have faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. What does that say?
In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him.
So how do we have confidence? We have confidence because we have faith in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, it was Jesus that did it for me, amen?
Amen.
That's why I said you have to believe that Jesus died and rose again, amen? Mm-hmm. And not only that, he said you have to believe that he was the Son of God. Now, a lot of people say, well, you got to believe that he was God. No, he said you got to believe that he was the Son.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a revelation of who he is, but you got to believe that he was the Son. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have access through the Son, amen. Come on,
hallelujah.
Because the Father had kicked us out, amen. The Father didn't want to have nothing else to do with us, amen. And the way the Father has something to do with it, we have to come through his Son, and then we are accepted unto the Father through the Son. And if we don't come through the Son, then we don't have no access to God. But thank God that Jesus died for me so that I can have access to the Father. Have you ever tried to have access to something and you got to the door and you didn't have no key? See, that's a lot of us. We get to the door and you got to have a key. That's how you have access, because he gives you access to get in, amen. And a lot of us want to get in, but not realize that Jesus is the door. And in order to have access to God, you got to have a key to get in the door. Hallelujah.
Right.
Praise God. Matthew chapter 16, amen. You can turn there. Matthew chapter 16, that Jesus came to the disciples and asked the disciples, said, who do men say that the Son of Man am? Hallelujah. And some said you're John the Baptist, and someone say you're Elijah, but he said, whom do you say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ. You see, Peter recognized Jesus as being the Christ, the anointed one, the one that Moses spoke about, amen, the one that Elijah spoke about, amen, the one that Joel spoke about, amen, the one that Jeremiah spoke about, amen. And because he had spoke about them, he said, I am the one, amen. Hallelujah. I'm he. Then he said, you have to believe on me like the scripture said about me, amen. And when he asked Peter, and Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And he said, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, Peter. He said, but upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, amen. But then he said to Peter, he said, Peter, unto you do I give the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. You see, Peter had the key. And you take the key to unlock the door. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Peter had the key that unlocks the door so that you can have salvation because of the key. You know, when you get locked up, you need a key. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. They don't have these little, they didn't have them push button things back then. Amen. Them little. Hallelujah. But they had a key that unlocked the door. He said, Peter, I give thee the key to the kingdom of God. And you see, on the day of Pentecost was fully come, amen. And when tongues came down, cloven tongues like fire came down and set upon the people on the day of Pentecost, somebody hollered out to Peter, said, men and brothers, what shall we do? And Peter gave them the key. The key was, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. You see, that was the key that unlocks the door to get you into the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you don't use the key, which is the name of Jesus, to unlock the door, then you can't get to the, you can't get inside the door, because the door is there to keep you out. And so if you're going to get in, you got to take the key, use the key that Peter gave you, repent every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, so you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, even as many as that are far off. But there are so many people who want to get in the door, but they don't want to use the key. Hallelujah. See, faith in Jesus, faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, amen. Praise God. Give you access, amen. See, we have access by faith now. We believe that Jesus died and he rose again. And because we believe that, we partake in the death, burial, and resurrection. We partake in baptism in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And then we believe when we are baptized unto death, we'll raise with him unto the newness of life. And then, you see, that gave me access to life. Because Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. So if you want to partake of the life of Jesus Christ, amen, then what does he do? He comes and he gives you the Holy Spirit, because God is the Spirit. God gives you part of himself. Hey, hallelujah. He gives you part of himself. And so that the Spirit be in you, and you in the Spirit, amen. And if the Spirit is in you, you in God, and all of a sudden you have access to God now by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Being baptized in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That was the key that unlocked the door. And if you don't come through the door, you'll be treated as a thief and a robber. But thank God, amen, we've been baptized in Jesus' name. We received the gift of the Holy Ghost, amen. We are walking in the beauty of holiness, amen. We believe that we're supposed to be holy like God is holy, amen. And we believe, well, what I believe is God made me holy. I don't believe I'm trying to get holy. I believe when I got the Holy Ghost made me holy, and I'm walking from holiness. Hallelujah. I'm not walking trying to be holy anymore. I'm walking from holiness. I'm not trying to be a man anymore. I am a man, and I'm walking and living as a man because I am a man. Hallelujah. So whatever God has made you, I am who God says that I am. I am who God made me, and I'm walking from a standpoint of what the Word says that about me, and whatever the Word says about me, I am what the Word says that I am. Amen. It's because that's what God made me. Because I got the key now. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And not only was that the Gentile to come into the kingdom, because Peter had the key. In the 19th chapter of Acts, amen, when Peter went down to Cornelius, amen, he went to Cornelius' house. Cornelius was praying. He was a Gentile man.
Right.
And while he was praying, he saw a vision, amen. And out of the vision, he spoke to him, told him to go down to get Peter and bring Peter back, and Peter was going to tell him how to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. See, he sent for Peter because Peter had the key. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. There's a lot of people trying to get in, but they ain't using the key. Hallelujah. If you're not using these keys, amen, that God gave Peter, amen, you're going to be on the outside of the door knocking, trying to get in. Praise God.
Hmm?
And so when he went down and got Peter and brought Peter there, and Peter began to preach the good news, Peter began to preach the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus and told them about what God had done for them, amen. And when they heard the gospel, the message of the, when we talk about gospel, gospel is good news.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Gospel is the good news about what Jesus and what God has done for you. That's the gospel, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Peter began to preach the gospel to them, and when they heard that, amen, they repented, and they all was baptized in the name of Jesus and received the Holy Ghost, amen.
Right.
Speaking in tongues that the Spirit of God gave them utterance, amen, because that was part of the key. They had the key. They had the key. Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
You see, there's a door, and there's a way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, there's a way to get into the door, amen, because he is the door, amen. But there's a way to get into the door, and the way to get into the door, you use the key to get into the door so that you can get past on the other side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you need to be saved today, amen, because Jesus is the door to let you in. Hallelujah. And you can't get in no other way. So therefore, no matter what other religion you think that you are in, if you didn't come by the door and use the key, and if you got in some other way, that means you broke in. And you're a thief. And you're going to be kicked out because there was a door there and you didn't use the key. It's because the key was the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. If you want to be saved today, Jesus is the way. And you got to use the key, amen, that unlocks the door to get you into the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have to have access, amen. One thing about anything you're going to get into, you got to have access, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And not only that, amen, let's turn to the book of Galatians. Praise God. Have access. It's because, you see, one thing about it, you can't justify yourself. And somebody said, well, what does justification got to do with it? Jesus is your justifier, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. If you're going to get justified, Jesus is the one that justifies you, amen? Praise God. When we talk about the way now, Galatians 2, verse 16. Hallelujah.
Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law.
Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, amen. You see, he's trying to let us know how we get justified. Not by the law. I showed you the law back in the old times, the way they did it, and God said he didn't want to smell no bulls and goats. He didn't want to smell burnt offerings anymore. He didn't want them killing calves and cows anymore, because none of those things could take away sin permanently. when I say permanently, amen. But a man is not justified by the law. This is what he's talking about here. You're not justified. You're justified by your faith in Jesus Christ, amen. If you want to make it in, you're going to make it in through Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. You're not going to make it in on your own. You can't justify yourself. You can't make yourself right. You don't have no righteousness to offer to God. And so you need some righteousness. And the way we get righteousness is through Jesus. But here I'm talking about justification now. Read on, Sister Paige.
Faith of Jesus Christ.
How do we get it?
So we get justified
by the faith of Jesus Christ. That's the way. That's the method by which is used in order to get your justification. To be justified means just like it didn't happen. It means I've been made right with, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That means everything that was wrong has been corrected, amen.
Amen.
Thank God that Jesus corrected all of my wrong. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it?
Amen.
That Jesus corrected all of your wrong? And now you are not worried about it anymore because Jesus has corrected your wrong, amen. And the reason you're going in, not because you were so sweet, not because you were so good, not because you did everything right, but you're going to get in because of what Jesus did that was right.
Amen.
One man's sin put us all in sin. One man's righteousness got us all out of sin. Praise God. Thank God for Jesus, amen.
Amen.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, amen, I would have perished a long time ago. But Jesus, amen, he went on the cross and shed his blood and died for me so that I could be made righteous by his blood.
Amen.
And therefore, because of the blood, I have been justified.
Yes.
Not only have I been justified, I've been glorified. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Not only have I been glorified, but I've been set apart. And I'm meet for the master's use.
Yes.
Not that I made myself that way,
yes,
but it was,
yes,
the way that God made me,
yes,
through Jesus,
yes,
Christ.
Yes.
And all by faith,
yes,
I got my whole bag on Jesus today.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Everything I got, I'm betting on Jesus today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise,
amen,
God.
Amen.
So my faith is in Jesus. Because the only way I know I can make an end, and the only way I know I can be made right. See, that's the thing about it. Read on, Sister Faith. Hallelujah.
Even we have believed in Jesus Christ.
Even we have believed in Jesus Christ.
That we might be justified by the faith of Christ.
That we are justified by the faith in Jesus Christ.
And not by the works of the law.
And not by the works of the law. You see what I'm trying to say? Now, I don't need no lamb no more. Come on, amen. Jesus Christ is my lamb now, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus now, the blood of a lamb, amen. Unless Jesus became the Lamb of God, he took the animal's place, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be justified by offering up a animal anymore, but you'll be justified because God offered up his son, Jesus Christ, which was the Lamb of God, and because of his blood, you're made righteous with God, and therefore you have access to heaven now because of the blood of Jesus. He's the door, and he's the way, amen. And so we've been made right. We've been made what? Just with. We've been justified, and what else?
But by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified.
By the works of the law shall no flesh
be justified.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so thank God. You see, when we talk about the way, this is what Paul is trying to let us know. This is how it's done. It's not done by the law anymore. But it's done by faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
3:11. Galatians 3:11. I'm just giving you the scripture, amen. 3:11.
But then no man is justified by the law in the sight of God.
No man is justified by the law in the sight of God. And you see, the Hebrew Israelites, they want to be justified by their own righteousness. All you got to do is keep the commandments and keep the Sabbath and all of that, and you made right with God. No, that ain't what the Bible said. That's the law. You can't keep the law and be made right with God. You got to have a mediator. You can't represent yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even under the law, the priest had to represent you. You couldn't offer up no sacrifice to God yourself. The priest had to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Aren't you glad that Jesus became our high priest? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That he ever lived to make sacrifices for us, amen, in the presence of God, because he don't die no more, amen. He's there as long as we're here, as long as there's a world, he's still going to be sitting at the right hand of the Father, amen, offering up spiritual sacrifice for us day by day, amen, because he's my intercessor. So that means that at any time I can touch the Father because I go through Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of Jesus. When I say the name of Jesus, that means I'm going through Jesus, and that's what gives me access to the Father, and you can't get there any other way. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Read on, Sister Paige. Amen.
By the law, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith.
So the just, the righteous, the one who is righteous, live by faith. Well, what is the faith we're living by? We're living by the faith of Jesus. We're living by the faith of what Jesus did on the cross for us. Amen. Huh? You see, the way to get in is the way of the cross. Come on, amen.
Amen.
See, it's the cross. It's the cross. Amen. It's the cross. The way of the cross. That is the way that we got there. The way of the cross. The way of death. Amen. Hallelujah. And because we believe in, he did that for us. My faith is in that, because when he hung on the cross, he said, it's enough. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's done. It's finished. It's over. There's nothing else needs to be done. Amen.
Amen.
I've done everything. And I believe that Jesus did everything for me. And because he did it for me, I don't have to do it myself. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. I don't know why you're walking around with all that weight on your back when you can put the weight on Jesus, amen, because he's the way, amen. Praise God. He carries you, amen. Amen. When you can't walk yourself, he carries you, amen. When the load gets too heavy, amen, he come and pick the load. He pick it up off of you, amen. Hallelujah. When you see that you can't make it, he comes in to strengthen you, amen. You see, he is the way. There's no other way to get there. And I don't know who you are on the line today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for Sister Bell online today. Hallelujah. I give you a wave, Sister Bell. Hallelujah. Thank God for down in Alabama, Sister Edwards. Amen. Praise God. Sister Francis. Amen. Thank God for y'all being online this morning. Amen. I'm just here today to tell you Jesus is the way. And if you got Jesus, amen, you got the way. Amen. Praise God. And if you got the key, amen, to get into the door, because he's the door that lets you in.
Amen.
And you can't get in no other way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Read on. I'm reading the Bible.
And the law is not of faith, but the man that does it them shall live in them.
Hallelujah. Read on.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Hallelujah. He's redeemed me. Amen. I've been redeemed. Come on, amen. I've been redeemed from the curse. Amen. You see, there was no other way to get out from under the curse unless you be redeemed out from under the curse. Amen. Come on, amen.
Amen.
And so Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law, because he's the way.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get rid of the curse, you got to get on Jesus. You're having a hard time in your life right now. Amen. You need to get rid of the curse. The curse working on you, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. The reason you're going through the stuff you're going through, because the curse is working on you, amen. And you need to repent, amen, and turn to Jesus and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sin, so that Jesus can take the curse off of you.
Right.
So that the blessings of Abraham can come upon you. Not blessings, not curses anymore. God came to give us blessing, amen.
Amen.
And whenever God gives blessing, he said he don't have no sorrow with it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, if the devil gives you some, you better watch out. You better watch out. You're going to be some trouble with it. Amen.
Amen.
But thank God that God said he don't add no sorrow with it. But Jesus is the way. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. Well, when they came to the Red Sea, they didn't see how they was going to get across to the other side. Jesus was the way. And not only was he way, he made a way for them to get across on the other side. You see, Jesus is the one that made the way for you to get on the other side, amen. The Bible said we have been transformed from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And you see, Jesus is the way to get you transformed from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. That's why you got to have Jesus. That's why you got to walk upright, amen.
Amen.
Because that's all part of it. You know, faith without work, they say, is dead, amen. If I believe something, I'm going to do something, amen. I'm not going to sit back and believe something and then don't do nothing. A lot of times we believe something, but we don't want to do anything. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. And the blessing of Abraham come on to him through faith, amen. And we see the promise of the Spirit through faith. It all comes through Jesus is what he's trying to say. I am the way, he said. You want to get over something, Jesus is the way, amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You got something you bow down with? He said, if you ask anything in my name, you want to get rid of your headache? He said, you pray to me and I get rid of your headache, amen. You got some problems that you can't handle? Amen. You can pray to me. I'm the way. I'm the way. See, he's the way for you to dismiss everything that you don't want in your life. Jesus can dismiss it for you.
Amen.
He can remove anything out of your life that needs to be removed because he said, I'm the way, amen.
Yes.
See, not only is the way for your salvation, so whatever you have in life that is going on right now, Jesus is the way for you to overcome it. Whatever. He's your overcomer, amen. Praise God. He's your victory, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you're fighting against something and you need some victory over, Jesus said, I'm the way.
Amen.
Come on, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. If you want your life to be turned around, he said, well, I'm the way, amen. And even if the devil has did you harm, amen, he said, I turn it around and cause it to work together for your good. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. A little suffering, amen. Hallelujah. And whatever you are experiencing now, guess what? The greater your experience in suffering, the greater your victory don't be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
We got to stop complaining, amen. We got to stop complaining about every little thing that happened to us and not realize that God is using that to bring you closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? He uses that to bring you closer to him because you wouldn't have cried out. If that hadn't hurt your feeling, you wouldn't be praying. It hurt your feeling, gave you a reason to pray.
Amen.
Come on, come on. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Huh? That's why we got to realize that we do have victory in Jesus at all times. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because what? Your work is going to be rewarded. And everything, all the trouble you go through, he said, I'm going to give you double for your trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And so why are we? I had to ask you the other day. Why are you discouraged, amen? Huh? Somebody say, why should I be discouraged? Hallelujah. Why are you discouraged? Knowing that, what? If God be for me, what? Who can be against me? Hallelujah. Huh? Knowing that, amen. If you know that God is for you, why are you discouraged then? Why are you down there with your head down, amen, when you know God is able? Come on, somebody. I say he's able, amen. Hallelujah. And whatever you need to be moved, what? Jesus is the way. Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus is your way today, amen. And we got to stand up. We got to stand up and be counted for Jesus because he's the way. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get saved, you got to get saved through Jesus. Stop playing around and pretending that you're saved. Hallelujah. You're sitting there, you're raising hell on the weekend and you're praying on Sunday. Praise God. That ain't the way. Hallelujah. Are you with me here? That ain't the way, amen. Jesus wasn't in sin, amen. The way he made it, he lived righteous, amen.
Amen.
And then if you're gonna make it, you got to live righteous too, because that's the way. Come on, amen.
Amen.
I know everybody likes to hear. Well, there's a way, highway, and the way is holiness. That's right. I'm going to say it, amen. The way is holiness, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He said that was the way, right? You got to live separate from sin, amen. You can't be in the world and in God at the same time, amen.
Amen.
That's not the way, amen. Mm-hmm. Jesus wasn't double-minded, amen. Jesus knew what he wanted, did what he wanted, God's way, and he didn't try to do it no other way, amen, but here. What is it? Even when he went to the cross, he said, what? Not what I want to do, Father, but what you want me to do. When are we going to get to the place where we say, not my will, but your will, Father? Not what I want, but what you want me to do. Because God is the way, amen. Hallelujah. One more scripture before I go here. Hebrew chapter 7 or chapter 10, whichever one, amen. Verse 8. Hebrew chapter 9 and verse 8.
9:8 says, the Holy Ghost did signify that the way into holiness of all was not yet made manifest.
Mm-hmm.
While as the first tabernacle was yet standing.
So while the first tabernacle was yet standing, amen, the way into the most holy place was not yet manifest, was not made, amen. You couldn't do it, amen. That's why the first tabernacle stood. But you see, Jesus was the way to get us into the most holy place, amen. Read on down there. Let me get it. Now go down to verse 11.
But Christ being come in high priest of good things to come,
mm-hmm,
by a greater and more perfect tabernacle.
Yes.
Not made with hands. To say, not of this building.
Mm-hmm.
Neither by blood of goats and calves.
Mm-hmm.
But by his own blood.
By his own, he's the way, amen. Go ahead.
He entered in once into the holy place.
Yeah.
Having attained eternal redemption for us.
He obtained eternal, see, he's the way. In other words, he was the one that obtained eternal redemption for us, amen. Mm-hmm. You see, we couldn't have got it except that Jesus got it for us. See, he was the way for us to get eternal redemption that came through his blood. Not the blood of bulls and goats and calves, but it came through Jesus, amen. Praise God. All right, just trying to get you some scriptures here. Read on.
But if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of the heifer bringing the unclean,
mm-hmm,
sanctified it to the purification of,
mm-hmm,
the flesh.
Uh-huh.
How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without a spot to God, purge our conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
Hallelujah. How much more? How much more of the blood of Jesus? He was the way. Not only that, but notice what it says. Read the next verse, that man.
And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament.
So he's the mediator of the New Testament. You see, you couldn't get out of the Old Testament, amen, without having a mediator to get into the New.
Amen.
Come on, somebody, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a mediator. You have to have a go-between, amen, to get you from one side to the other side. Jesus was that way, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you glad to be in the new covenant, not the old covenant, amen?
Amen?
Because the new covenant is better than the old covenant. The new covenant has better promises. When Jesus came to give us better promises or having better things. So he's the mediator of the new covenant. In other words, somebody had to mediate the covenant between us and God. And Jesus was the way. Hallelujah. Read on.
That by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressors that was under the first testament.
Amen. I just have to get on to that because I'm trying to show you, amen, that Jesus is the way. That is why Jesus is the way, because he is the mediator of the new covenant, and the only way we could come under this new covenant, Jesus was the mediator of it. He gave you the rights, if you want to call it that. He gave you the rights to be partakers of the new covenant, amen. And then if you don't come through Jesus, then you can't be enjoined to the new covenant, and that'll leave you under the old covenant, and the old covenant is under the law of Moses, and therefore that is where judgment came through the old covenant, amen.
Mm-hmm.
People experience judgment under the old, but praise God, aren't you glad you received grace under the new? Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, by grace we are saved. It's the gift of God, amen.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. It's by grace. I said Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. If that's you today, amen, you're not saved today and you want to be saved, And you know that Jesus is the way. Peter had the keys. He said, repent, Acts 2:38. He said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All you have to do is say, Lord, I repent. Amen. You start out. This is how you start out. Amen. The Bible talks about confession. Amen. Confession is made unto salvation. They overcame by the blood of the testimony, their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. You start out with a confession. Amen. When you look at yourself and realize that you're undone, you're miserable, you need a change in your life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And say, Lord, I'm a sinner, Lord. But I believe that you died and you rose again. Lord, forgive me of my sins and come into my heart and live in me.
Yes.
And accept me as your child.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's where you start at, by acknowledging your sin. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go get baptized in Jesus' name. Now, you can't bypass the water. A lot of people want to bypass the water. You can't bypass the water now, because we'll say Jesus came by water and blood. Water and blood. Not water only, but water and blood. Amen.
Amen.
You see, the blood is in the water. When you get baptized, the blood is being applied to your life. And so if you ain't been baptized in Jesus' name, you need to get baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. And get your sin washed away so God can give you the Holy Ghost. I know a lot of people go to church. And some of you have been going to church for years. And if you turn to your book in Acts chapter 19, 1 through 6, the Bible said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Now, they said they were believers, though, wasn't it? But they had received the Holy Ghost. And if you haven't received the Holy Ghost, you need to look at Acts 19, 1 through 6, and see whether or not you got the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
And if you don't have it, God just want to add to you. He don't want to take nothing from you.
No.
All the Holy Ghost do is add to you. I don't know why people fight against it. I don't know why people fight against the name of Jesus, but they do. But all God always wants to add. The devil only one is want to divide and multiply. I mean, separate, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Divide and subtract. That's the devil wants to do that, not God. And if you are not saved today, amen. Amen. Just put online there, put your name up, say thank you, I want to be saved, amen. God bless you, amen. Just wave, send a wave on the line and wave your hand and say, I want to be saved today. I'm tired. Has anybody got sick and tired yet? Amen.
Amen.
We see all this stuff coming up on the world today, and we know time is short. And normally, when things get messy, that's when people start, look like that's when they start sinning, when things still get messy. All while it was good, they weren't doing as much sin. But as soon as things got bad, to let you know Jesus is soon to come, everybody start going out sinning then. I wonder why they do that.
Amen.
Now they're getting closer. They're closer to hell now than they was. Because what? It's close now. You want to have fun now. You should have been having fun then. Because these are the last days now. And so if God come now, you'll be ready. He can come tomorrow. Everything is right. You know, there was 24 earthquakes over in California.
Mm-hmm.
24 earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talking about, oh, it's just shaking out here. That's why they call it shaky anyway, because it's shaking. It's going to fall off into the sea after a while because all that sin out there, it's just going to fall off into the sea. Amen. If God don't burn it down first, amen, because all that sin out there, amen. All them fires. You know, you always know there's fires out there? He just say, hey, I'm going to burn y'all behinds up if you don't change. Now, that's all God said, amen. He let you know. Praise God. I'm going to burn y'all behinds up if y'all don't change, get rid of this sin. Don't you
watch it. Watch it,
Paige.
Watch it.
Amen. I'm going to burn you up.
Watch it, Paige.
Praise God. So y'all better be careful, especially in California, they call it shaky.
Y'all better watch it, Paige.
Amen. Atlanta's no different, amen. I'm looking for Atlanta just to blow up or something after that.
Yeah, me amen. Too.
Praise God. It done got rough, amen. Men don't know how to be men, and women don't know how to be women. Hallelujah. You get off the airport. You get out the airport and you go in there. There's a man winking his eye at you while you're walking through the airport. Lord, what's wrong with this? Amen. One sister said, when she got off the plane in Atlanta, a sister came up to her and asked her up. She said, I don't go that way. And they said, they told her, don't you knock it till you tried it. Sin, amen. Praise God. Father God, we are thankful today that we know you're the way. We know that you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes,
and I know no man going to come to the Father except through you.
Amen.
And Father, may everybody take the key that Peter gave, repent and be baptized in Jesus' name,
yes,
that they might enter into the kingdom of God. And I want to thank you today for the word in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. God bless y'all online, amen. Is anybody here? Praise God. Anybody online, amen, got something you want to say? Here we go.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That's a good word today, the way. Give honor to God. Pastor Paige and Sister Paige, all those online. You better watch Talk About My State, Paige.
Amen.
It's a great state. I represent this state, but it is going to burn up, though, because when they passed that gay law, 2,400 fires was burning here. They didn't have enough fire for it, so it's wicked. But we just thank God that, you know, we just got to stay safe, man. You said something very important. It seemed like the more wicked the world getting, further away people walking away from God, and we can't do that. And I want to say about the testimony of my buddy Jairus, Minister Jairus. He woke up out of a coma for 2 months. That's a long nap, but God woke him up, and now he's on his way improving every day, getting better and better. So I want to thank God for that. Thank God for all those that prayed for Minister Jairus. That was a long nap. Do you think he might not go to, man, that's a long nap, 2 months sleep. And the doctor gave up on him. But God.
Amen.
Woke him up. So I just want to thank God for his improvement and that he continued to be restored every day and have faith in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Don't forget tonight, I guess you'll be on Prevost line. How's that? 516-666-9967 at 5:00 today. Don't forget. Amen. We're going to give you our Cash App or PayPal if you want to send your tithes and offerings in, if you want to donate something to God. You can donate it Cash App or PayPal at carechurchinc@gmail.com. carechurchinc@gmail.com. Cash App or PayPal. If you'd like to donate something to help us out, we appreciate whatever you give. And all everybody that's a member, amen, you send it in. Like I said, bills don't stop just because we got problems. Amen. And so every day you got to pay the light bill. You still got to pay the water bill. And everything continue on as it was. So send something that God lays on your heart. I tell those little members, you need to pay some tithes because you don't know whether you're going to run out of money or not. If ain't nothing in the bank, I can't give you nothing. And y'all have always known that we have always been a giver here at this church. Whenever someone needed something, we have always been there to loan a helping hand.
Amen.
And We do put the money in the storehouse, and I don't take all the money. Matter of fact, I don't take none of it. I should be getting some, but I don't take none of it. And I probably put in more than I ever use. And so everybody give so that you can be blessed by the Lord. Just send something in. Don't stop paying tithes just because we're going through something. Amen. Just so be faithful. Just because you're not here, still be faithful. Okay, so you be faithful in the good times and the bad times. Amen.
Amen.
And whenever you're going through, you praise God. That's how you praise God. You're doing something to show that you still believe in God. And if you can be faithful while things going bad, God know God can bless you when things going good. He know you're going to be faithful.
Amen.
So I try to be faithful while things good or bad. And just a testimony for me, I just want to thank God, amen, for all these years that I've been working, all these years I've been saved. It's never been a moment in my saved life that I've needed something and I couldn't get it.
Amen.
And I want to thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen. I really want to thank in my saved life. I've never been broke in my saved life.
Amen. That's a blessing.
I said since I got saved, amen. Not before I got saved. I was broke before I got saved, but since I got saved, I just a testimony. Somebody said, you're bragging about it. Well, I want to brag on Jesus.
Look at God. Look at God.
I want to say God can do it if you're faithful.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I've always been faithful, and God has always been faithful to me.
Amen.
So I'm not doing it bragging to say I've never been broke since I've been saved. I don't think that's bragging. That's just giving a testimony that God is able. Amen.
Amen.
For all of those who say that it don't count for what you do and what you give, and I'm here to tell you that you are a liar and the father of lies. I'm saying it works.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Go ahead, sister.
Amen. This is Alexandra. I want to say giving blessings to my Heavenly Father. I want to thank Pastor Paige for the word today. And I want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for my little line, Salt of the Earth, where I took to go get baptized in the name of Jesus. If the Lord send them, I will baptize them. I take them down there to General Jennings area, and they are baptized in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I told him if he keeps, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay. If he send them, I will get them baptized, amen, in the name
amen.
Of Jesus. So I'm hoping the Lord will send me more people as I am expanding, getting more people online with marketing. So I'm just so happy that the Lord is working with my line, amen, because I see, you know, sometimes, you know, it might fall off, but the Lord always bring it back up. So I'm looking forward to 2021 being a lot more. I have a lot more things the Lord has put on my heart. So a lot more things will be coming out the salt of the earth. Everything positive in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I'm just so thankful for that. And I'm thankful that I met Pastor Paige, and he's been with me the whole time. He hasn't left my side. Amen. And I thank God for that. You know, he's like a big brother / pastor or whatever you want to call it. But he's always been there, you know, and he's an ear for me as well. So I thank God for him. I mean, God is going to bless him. I've been praying for Pastor Paige. God is going to bless him immensely. So he got it coming. He got it coming. Amen. And I know he's everywhere. He's a little bit over here, a little bit over there. But that's what you do when the Lord has assignments for you. Amen. So I'm going to keep on keeping on. And I just enjoy his line. And I enjoy fellowshipping with the others. sometimes I do duties, and I don't always come on people's line. I try to do my best to be there, but I'm still, you know, with everyone. I'm still with everyone that, amen, that wants, you know, wants me there or whatever. I'm still there, amen. So I just want to thank God on today. Amen. It's a new year, new things, new ways, better. And I'm looking for nothing but goodness and positivity with everyone and anyone. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the said exam. Anyone else? Miss Gina?
Thank God for being alive. Family alive. Yes. Everybody.
Just thank God for being alive, huh, Gina? Amen.
That's enough. COVID.
Amen.
This entire time.
Amen.
Because I haven't been anywhere. But just another day. I don't
have to
hear a phone call and saying nobody
has. Amen.
After my immediate family.
Amen.
Is enough for me.
Well, amen. Thank the Lord for Sister Gina. Miss Becky?
Lord, thank God for salvation.
Thank God for salvation. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. If no one else, amen. Praise God. Thank God for all of you. Amen. We're just going to give a salutation here. Amen. Unto him that is able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think, to the only wise God and Savior, Jesus Christ, be glory, honor, dominion, and power forever. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, root, and abide henceforth, now, and forevermore, as we dismiss from this line, but never from your presence. And you're dismissed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We'll see y'all Wednesday night. Amen. 7 o'clock. God bless y'all. Love y'all with the love of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, y'all better pray for y'all stomach.
You are the last party in the conference.
Touch from you. No one else
can
do the things you do. Take the wrong in my life and make it right. Touch from you, from my master and king. All I need is a touch from you. Down. touch tonight.
Touch me.
Your unchanging hand.
Touch me.
That will not waver.
Touch me.
Even when I'm worried.
And
worn out and filled with doubts about tomorrow.
Touch me.
Cause I felt this pain yesterday.
Touch me.
Cause I made so many mistakes. I mean, I stumbled and sinned.
Touch me.
And I did not think
I
could ever be made whole, cleaned up.
Touch me.
But somehow I believe tonight.
Touch me.
And if you put your heel.